Yes, for us as a coalition, our demand is that the LI should be repealed. And we stand by it, whether it has been amended or it has been whatever, as long as it is not revoked, for us, we believe that it's not going to serve the purpose of fighting Galamsey head on. And so we still stand by our demand that the LI should be repealed, completely revoked. And so we had written to the president, we wanted to meet him and to express our concerns and to show him further evidence that we have gathered as from the citizen perspective. He had asked that we meet the minister of the sector minister in charge of natural resources and environment. Lands and natural resources. So we'll be meeting the minister, in about 2 days, and we'll continue to make that demand that, look, let us be honest with ourselves and do what we say we will do. At least the understanding was that LI was going to be repealed. Ministers of state and people in high places, we knew that when we returned, the LI was going to, when Parliament reconvened, the LI was going to be repealed. We don't know what happened, and they went for amendment instead of repeal. And we are going to continue to push for a repeal. We're going to continue to push for targeted declaration of state of emergency in those places that this ecocide is going on, so that we can contain the situation. Because, as they always say, when you find yourself in a hole and you want to come out of it, you first have to stop digging. You don't continue digging and expect to come out. So we first have to stop digging. And that is why we think that some of these measures, that drastic measures that we are recommending, is very important, so that at least, first, we can get control of the situation, stabilize the situation, and then now see how best to get the whole menace eliminated.